Well, let's relieve the pressure cooker of life. It's about time. We need to talk about it. Get it off your chest. We will do it tonight with Sound Off Open Lines.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. So I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
How appropriate that is, isn't it? Let's come back with your open line sound-off calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Sound Off Open Lines this hour, and let's go right to the phones. We've got a first-time caller for us in Burlington, Iowa. Danny's with us on the program. Hey, Danny, welcome to the show.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
It's George.
Yes.
Go ahead, Danny.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm on the call phone, so...
What do you want, Danny?
I have been listening since our bell, and I just really like all your calls and everything. So.
Well, thank you, Danny. They're good people. They are on top of things, to be sure. Doc in Petaluma, California. Take it away, Doc.
Yeah, George, I want to wish a happy birthday to Cornelius, because I guess it was over the weekend, first off.
Well, good for him.
And... When did we make the Russians the enemy?
I think it happened right after World War II, I guess.
We were friends with them. We were
allies. I mean, without the Russians, I'm not sure we could have defeated Hitler.
Exactly.
And then things got out of hand. Things got, I don't know if it was because of Joseph Stalin or what. I know Patton wanted us to attack the Soviet Union. Remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, Putin is in the bad guy. I mean, they vilify him as bad as they do. That guy you had down the other night that was talking about the Russians.
Steve Cohen, good guy. Sharp.
The propaganda's got us all and it's got us all pushing one way. And I think it's bad that they do that to us, you know.
I mean, Putin's not a Boy Scout. He was a KGB member and stuff like that, but... I mean, I see us as being more aggressors than he is.
Yeah. Well, he's got the good of his country in mind, you know. I mean, that's what he's doing, you know.
How do you think things are going right now?
I don't like the way they're going right now.
It's a little uneasy, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a bit uneasy. I mean, it's almost, like we were saying the other night, it's almost like the, missiles of October again, you know. It's almost to
yep.
the same degree.
Absolutely. That is so true. Doc, thanks. We take texts and tweets. Tom's got something for us. What do you have, Tommy?
This one in from Jenny in California. I want to sound off at those who control our gas prices. Why are they always so high?
Because they want to make money.
That's right.
And they use
exactly
episodes
right.
like this Iranian situation. Prices just went out of sight over the last couple days.
Especially in California.
What are you paying for regular or premium out that way?
The other day I just paid like 38, like crazy.
Jeez.
And then when we go to Denver, do you notice the gas prices?
They're way
like $2
down.
Less.
They're $2.89 here in St. Louis.
Oh, my God. Bring some back with you.
God, I should to fill up my car back there. All right, thanks, Tom. Tom will take another text or tweet in the next half hour. Michael in Virginia Beach, Virginia is with us. Sound off, Michael.
Thank you, George. I've been watching the funeral over there in Iran and thinking about two of your guests, Howard Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And was it last night or night before last that Gerald Celente was on?
Gerald was on the show last night as a regular guest.
Right, right. Well, these two guys are hitting the prophecies right on the head, even though they don't consider themselves to be prophets. And tonight's guest used a phrase. She said, separating the difference between the story and the truth. And I think we're going to have to finally do that. I was listening to a news report this evening that said 98% of the murders in Mexico go uninvestigated, to say nothing of going to trial. They don't even investigate the murders.
Jeez. 98%.
And then I saw another statistic that said 400,000 children were born in the United States whose parents were illegal aliens in 2019. Now, when I see those people over in Iran coming together the way they do with religious fervor over this man that is described by many as the greatest terrorist on earth, I'm saying we're not coming to grip with the truth. We're just dealing with stories out here, George. There has to be something in the religion of a people that will respond this way. To we lost 3,000 people on 9/11, and there was nothing this fervent in the response of people as what we're seeing over there. So we're going to have a frank discussion about how religion threatens world order to bring about what did Gerald Celente call world disorder, the great world disorder. Why is it the case?
Hey, by the way, hasn't the Pope remained pretty silent about all of this?
Well, you mentioned the Pope, and another report I heard today, a lawsuit has just been filed in Washington, which claims that 10,000 pedophiles have infiltrated the Boy Scouts. Now, so here's where the religion question comes in. All of us who study history know that before Christ was born, the Roman Empire's priests, the priests of the temple, to save money for the empire, were pedophiles, and that was advocated. Now, when 2,500 years later, 500 years later, 300 years later, 400 years later, here comes Constantine, who says he's going to instantly convert those Roman priests to Christianity by his decree. Now, we know that made no sense, and if they can hide in the Boy Scouts, they could have hidden in the Catholic Church all these years.
Well, that's the problem. This current Pope, by the way, has wanted to clean things up, but it was hidden from the previous Pope before him, and it's just a disaster. It really is. I mean, we don't touch that story a lot, Michael, obviously, on Coast to Coast, but it's a problem, and it's a big, huge problem. Sound off next. Mimi, sound off in Midland, Texas. Go ahead, Mimi.
Hi, George. I wish you joy.
Thank you. You too.
I have a story that happened to me this morning, but I also have some words of encouragement.
Okay.
I pay a lot of attention to my wake-up thought. And I remembered something I had totally forgotten. And it was the last year that Phil Donahue was on TV. And he had a guest named Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And her last name is Prophet. She was also a prophet. But this was in 1990, I think. But she told the people, he wanted her predictions for the year, and she told the people that we were going to have tremendous problems with Iraq and Iran.
And she was right.
I mean, they weren't real in our minds, really. And she also elaborated on it some, and she said that more than likely, one or the other were going to nuke us. And the people laughed her to scorn. And I have met this lady and studied with their teachings for a while. And she's been pretty close to 100% on her predictions. And when they laughed at her, she just shrugged and she said, I'm just the messenger. And I was a little chagrined to have waked up with this memory, because I felt that it was a warning.
Well, it could be a warning.
But my word of encouragement to people is this. It is possible, and I know this from my own life, to get to the point where you can literally transmute any negative thing that comes your way, whether it's personal or whether it's some global thing going on. And it's only been in the last 2 years, which it's almost exactly 2 years to the day that I was headed for the tracks and heard this wonderful voice out of a non-working radio that changed it for me. And you know what I'm talking about. But it is possible to change it totally. And part of it is stop believing what you see. It doesn't mean you'll never be upset again, but you will not allow it to rest. And really, I mean, I would hate to see it come to World War III, because I don't think there will be one. I think there will just be an exchange, and that'll pretty much be it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And we know that in one way or another, we're going. And the solution is to absolutely know and have faith that this is not the end. And it doesn't matter whether you turn into a pillar of salt or it's a heart thing. But the solution is to develop spiritually where your heart emits love more than anything else. And it is possible, and it's happened for me in the last 2 years.
That's good, Mimi.
I couldn't bear what I've gone through and what's going on in the world if it had not happened for me.
You're a survivor.
One of the sayings is, and it's from A Course in Miracles, your ego is never at stake because God did not create it, and your spirit is never at stake because he did.
Well said, Mimi. Thanks. Walter's with us in Pennsylvania. Sound off, Walter.
Hi, George. You never fear, Walt Swercheck is here once again.
Here he comes.
George, I told Tom I was going to comment on, something a little more mundane. George, philosophically... George, ultimately, the enemy of mankind is ignorance. And needless to say, my opinion is that all religion is based on ignorance. Now, George, it's, we look at the Islamists and we criticize the Islamists. But, George, we can't tell the Islamists they're off their rocker when it's just as delusional to believe that this... genocidal ogre, this Hitler-esque ogre of the Bible, Yahweh Jehovah, is for real. You know, one view is as delusional as the other, George, and it's a sad state of affairs that mankind is at the brink of a thermonuclear paroxysm over ignorance, George. It's just a sad state of affairs, George.
Well, you don't give us much hope, Walter.
Well, George, there's always hope. I mean, but George, what would Neil deGrasse Tyson say? I mean, I was honored and thrilled to speak with him about 6 weeks ago, George. You got to have him on. He He's the guy that should be president of the United States. As long as he joins, as I said, as long as he joins the NRA first, I'd be all for him.
He's a good guy, and we've had him on as a guest before. There's no doubt. Annie's in Alabama. Sound off, Annie. Go ahead.
Thank you, George, for taking my call. I would like for everybody to know what I've done to my Android phone, what I'm going to continue to do to get Google out of the phone. And Google lied to me and said on the phone that my phone's not going to work if I do this, and my phone's working better now. I've started out with a phone by not signing on to any Google account. I disabled and did a forced stop on Google Play services first, Google, Gmail, YouTube, Facebook, all the Google apps. Those are not even necessary. You can do all that through the browser.
Why are you so opposed to Google on your phone?
Spyware. It's spyware. And I have denied location for all apps.
What do you use for a search engine?
Google, but you don't have to have the Google app to do it. You can just get to Google through the browser. I denied all the apps to run in the background.
And they don't capture you that way, too?
It's a lot harder if you don't use the apps because the spyware is built into the apps. And there are other things I'm working on, such as a different ROM. I might even root the phone. And the phone's working better.
Do you like technology, Annie?
Yes.
I mean, do you have, like, the latest everything?
No.
You have Alexa?
I like to rebuild old stuff.
Do you have Alexa?
No. I don't have any kind of stupid, ignorant talking box. I didn't grow up with one, so what do I need with one now? They don't work anyway. They work about half the time.
Interesting take. Okay, Annie. Sound off, Josh in Grass Valley, California. Go ahead, Josh.
Wow, everybody was, like, saying things. I concur with every caller so far.
They're all spot on, aren't they?
It's amazing, mind-blowing. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm dealing with so much right now in the moment. I'm homeless once again.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, it's just that the property where I've been staying got sold, and I just knew I can't even try to look for a new place because it's impossible for the state I'm in and the amount of money I have to find anywhere. I would have to basically pay somebody. I've been paying $400 a month, okay? That's unheard of. That's impossible. Well,
especially in California. Normally, that's what you pay a day.
Exactly. And so I knew once this term was over, but to get to the point, it's because the property was sold because the person who bought the property back from the person who I moved on here with, who I was helping fix up the land for, he lost the property after I moved on here. And he lost it because he was struggling with payments and stuff. But the guy who bought it back who is the one who sold it to him. And he's done that three times.
Oh, my God. He's making a fortune doing that.
And he doesn't care until he tells the people whatever they want to hear. And then they'll buy the property. And so that's what's happening here. And so, you know, it's basically just this whole ball of momentum of capitalism that nobody wants to really admit what's going on because tons of people have homes and they want the property values to skyrocket.
Now, where do you live now, though, Josh? Like in a car or what?
In my van with two dogs that used to roam 20 acres. Now I have to permanently.
Oh, God. Well, let's say a little prayer for you and things change for you. Let's hope. Pray for Josh, folks. Back with more Sound Off Open Lines in a moment. Sound off open lines when we come back on our next Coast to Coast program. Robert Zimmerman will be one of our guests as we talk about the secret space force and also space and what's happening up there. And welcome back to Sound Off Open Lines here on Coast to Coast. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to Eric, truck driving in Indiana. Hello there.
George!
You coming to our live show when we're there?
When is your live show going to be, George?
I don't think he's got the firm date yet, but it's going to be mid this year.
Indianapolis?
Yes, sir. That way, sure.
Yeah, probably me and Brian will come up there.
Okay, that'll be great.
Awesome. Anyway.
Sound off, Eric.
You want me to do the usual?
No, something fresh and new.
All right. Anyway, George, the reason I'm calling is I think that a lot of the movies that have been made over the years, a lot of the books, novels, anything you can think of, and the prophecies, I think are going to end up all coming to a head very, very soon. This year is the year where, I mean, let's think about this. There has been prophecies about the United States being nuked. Iran, the problems going over there, they've been threatening that. You have the situation with Yellowstone. You know, Yellowstone blows, it's all over.
Yep, and it's overdue.
Yes, and you've had the prophecies, the books, and the movies that have been made about a possible second American Civil War. Tensions are ready to boil over. You've had the movies made and the prophecies made about the coming Red Dawn invasion of the United States. And one in particular I really want to touch base on is the zombie apocalypse. For the last 50 years, we have been inundated with movies and books and images of all kinds of zombies, what I call reanimated. But even at your local gun stores, George, and Walmarts and Rural Kings and every place where they sell guns and ammo, instead of the regular targets, they have these images of these zombie-like characters, both animal as well as human being. And I think it's just like the UFO thing that happened since 47, conditioning people that this is going to happen. The reason I say that is not too many years ago, as you remember, they had the Flocka, the drug called Flocka, and it turned people into almost like real-life zombie characters.
Yep.
The footage that you can see where they have these people attacking other people, eating their faces off, and I think, George, unfortunately, that there is going to be some rogue agency that is going to release Flocka airborne as well as waterborne. And if they do a flyover these big cities, big populated areas, and they release that stuff that makes both animals as well as people, turn them into zombies, that is the only way that would be acceptable to depopulate the earth, depopulate the United States, as talked about on the Georgia Guidestones. To bring the human population to less than 500 million.
Yep, they want 500 million people. That's it.
Yes, no one's going to go for that unless they have no other choice. And I think the only way it would be acceptable is to turn vast populations into these zombie characters. And that's the only way people justify go ahead and blast them.
Eric, what a horrible prediction. I hope you're wrong.
Me too.
Jeez.
I think, but it's all been said for the last 50 years. And with the Flocka thing being created, I think it's an extreme possibility.
We have another final text and tweet from Tom. What do you have for us, Tom?
Oh, you do indeed.
What an Eric prophecy.
No. From James in Tennessee, it seems like I get more frustrated at the little things in life as I get older. Do you find this to be true about yourself?
No, not at all. I just let it wash right off. It's, you know, water over the bridge.
Except for traffic.
You know what? No, traffic.
George.
I don't like bad drivers.
Right.
Or inconsiderate drivers, but I don't chase them all over the
place. I didn't say you chased them.
I've got a friend out here who puts his brights on people, honks at them, chases them. He's going to get hurt one day.
Well, frustrated is a key word in James's text here.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we go to Spring Valley, California. Tom's with us. Hey, Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, George. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks
Can
for
I change
calling.
Topics?
Yeah, it's open lines. It's up to you.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that crap going on in Iran and Iraq.
All right, just call it stuff.
My mind. What I want to do is, first of all, I want to thank you for having the Christmas and the New Year's shows and all the holiday shows that you do. You're there for us, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And then the other thing is I've heard you say several times that you have a hard time with forgiveness. And I'm in a 12-step program, George, and I've been in it for 33 years, and I've been clean and sober that long.
Good for you.
But you know that I've found out within that program that forgiving people is not for other people. It's so that you can go, or I can go on with life, because that's the first thing I have to do to, it's the first thing I have to do to accept what went on.
Well, it's supposed to be for you, but you know, my definition of forgiveness depends on what happened. And as I've always said, I can't forgive somebody who knowingly goes out and hurts a family member or a friend. I can't forgive that. I can forgive someone who gets into a car accident. I could forgive someone who was drinking and gets into a car accident. I can forgive things like that. But somebody who willingly goes out and murders somebody, I can't forgive that.
George, I have one more thing. This Friday, I have to have major surgery. I'm 66, and I have never had major surgery in my life.
Do you want to share what the surgery is?
Yeah, they found a cancerous polyp in my when they did my colonoscopy back in October.
Well, let's attack it.
Well, I got to get 6 inches of my colon taken out, and the glands and the lymph nodes. And I would appreciate the audience praying for me.
You're on the prayer list, Tom.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, and you do me a favor. When you heal up, you call us back, okay?
I will. Thank you, George.
Okay, you take care of yourself, to be sure. Let's go next to Pat, truck driving in New Mexico. Welcome to the program. Hi, Pat.
How you doing, George?
Okay, sir.
Happy New Year.
You too.
I started listening to Coast to Coast back in like 2001, 2002. We were doing some well service work in Southern Colorado, and the guys used to put this station on, and I remember those were back in the old Art Bell days. Those are sure good days. I've learned so much. You've all broadened my horizons and stuff like that, and I really, really appreciate it. Like your last guest had mentioned, he said that we're like a, you know, Coast family, and we really are, because I really look forward to getting on Coast to Coast when I'm driving and listening to all the topics that are explored and just, you know, talked about and such. But I was just curious with the next year, you know, maybe you can give some insight. I get into the 411 missing with Dave Politis.
Really bizarre. Strange stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. What do you foresee for the new year, for 2020, with the 411 missing?
Well, let me tell you, David Politis will be back several times in 2020 as he continues his work and research into these very strange cases of people who simply disappear. Now, in some cases, they find their bodies, their clothes neatly tucked next to them. I mean, it's bizarre stuff. But by and large, these disappearances in our park systems, one of the strangest stories I've ever heard. And in terms of what can I expect in 2020, the stories continue. I don't think we're going to solve what happened or find out what's happening. I mean, we all have our own guesses, but I think 2020 will not give us answers into all these disappearing people. That's for sure. Next up, we've got Helen with us in Alvin, Texas. Welcome to the show. Hi, Helen. Go ahead.
Yes, I just cannot believe that the people of the United States do not know their history. I don't know what's being taught in the schools, but I'm going to be 80 years old in 10 days.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. But the gentleman that just called about Russia, evidently he's not old enough to remember. We Americans funded Russia with planes and tanks and money to help be our allies to fight Hitler.
Right.
Then when it was over, the war was over, they never repaid us. They took those tanks and guns and turned them on, took over Poland, took over Czechoslovakia, the Ukraine. They made them lose Christianity. just completely changed the
I think that was Joseph.
That was, your neighbor.
That was Joseph Stalin, though, wasn't it? Wasn't Stalin the evil one?
Stalin. It was Lenin. It was all those guys. They saw how easy it was that Hitler was able just to take over all these countries, and they wanted to. Since I've been young, we were always told to pray for the conversion of Russia back to Christianity. They, relatives, we know that they were taught in the Czech schools, oh, there is no God, there's no this. America was based on Christianity. People wanted to worship their God here and in freedom without having to pay all the high taxes, even church taxes. But it just breaks my heart, like even the Civil War, so many people don't know the truth about it, but yet you have that it shouldn't have been put in the history books because the history books were printed you know where.
What about now, though? Would you try to make peace with the Russians, Helen?
You could try to make peace, but until, you know, they are more in a Christian and believing in God, and it's going to be very difficult. It's just like you have socialists in Venezuela. Look what happened. You have socialists in Cuba. Look what happens. And yet even part of our government is proposing that we should be all equal, and they just do not believe in capitalism. And yet that is what made this country great. That is why everybody's trying to get into this country. So it just disturbs me how many people do not know the history or correct history, you know, of our country. It is, you know, we had our founding fathers. Then all of a sudden now, on January 17th, 18th, it's Benjamin Franklin's birthday also, our inventor of the stove.
Well, I'd rather celebrate your birthday, Helen.
Well, I'd rather not see it off our calendars, because the gentleman did a lot for our country. He was a founding father. And I just believe that his name should be there, too. He did a lot, along with George Washington.
Well, he's on money. What bill is he on? There's my quiz to you.
Oh, my goodness. I think he's on the 20.
I think he's on a $100 bill.
On the $100 bill.
I'm pretty sure it's the 100.
Don't have very many of those.
All right, well, start saving them and have a happy birthday. The clock's getting really, really close. Let's go to Rich in North Carolina. Rich, I got just about a minute for you. That's it.
Well, I'll change my subject. I've been listening to Coast to Coast since I was 7 years old. So when Art Bell died, I cried like a baby.
Oh, my God.
I loved him, and I loved you, and thank you, sir, for everything you do. I drive a truck, and
thank you.
All my trucker buddies. You know how it goes.
I love it.
I did want to say one thing. This nation was found under Christianity, like Helen just said, and I don't think that we'll be able, if we let it go, I don't think the nation will be able to survive. It was founded a certain way, and it was supposed to go in that direction. If we lose sight of that, I don't know if we can survive.
You're right, Rich. I don't think we can, but I don't think we're going to lose that. What we need to do is just get people within office who understand that peace is a little more important than aggression. The fact that we've been in Afghanistan since 2001, we've been in Iraq since 2003, enough is enough. It really is. We need to take care of this United States and quit occupying these other countries, because it's going to bite us, and bite us in a big, big way. We've got a full week of shows for you here on Coast to Coast, so stick with us, folks. You're going to love them all. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Lautasore, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boros, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.